I'd like you to open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 3. Psalm 3. I love some of the continuity we see in Scripture, and I want to show you a little continuity between something that happened to David and something that happened to Jesus. And I'm going to make a suggestion why there is continuity between those two. But without getting into too much detail, you can read the story in the Bible. But David, as king, seemed to be on a roll. And his son, Absalom, decided to try to overthrow his place as king. And he had his closest advisor, one of David's closest advisors, betray David and come over to Absalom's side. And you can imagine what that would do to David, sort of a double whammy. Your son and your closest advisor both betrayed you. And if you know much about the story of Jesus, you're going to begin to put some pieces together here, because what the Bible says happened is David left from the temple area, crossed the Kidron Valley, and went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Jesus, of course, was betrayed by the person sitting next to him at the Last Supper. In fact, both David and Jesus, and I'm sure it was Jesus borrowing from Psalm 41, where a psalm that very possibly was written by David after he found out about the betrayal of Absalom and his closest associate. But David said, you know, the one who is betraying me is the one who I'm sharing in this bread together. And of course, when Judas was exposed as the betrayer of Christ, when all the apostles said, who's doing this? He said, well, it's the one that's sharing in my bread together with me. And of course, Jesus left there after, on the fresh after the understanding and exposure of the man who betrayed him. He crossed the Kidron Valley and went up to the Mount of Olives to pray. And this Psalm 3 that I asked you to, I think I asked you to open to, didn't I?
Yeah.
Was likely written there on the Mount of Olives. As I said, the other Psalm, Psalm 41, was likely written there on the Mount of Olives also by David as he had to wrestle with his enemies mounting against him. And yet, he seemingly was called by God to do something great. So why would there be such a great connection? I think God planned to encourage Jesus with the experience of David. And let's read together in Psalm chapter 3, which is, again, a very brief psalm, but I think you'll see it. It says, O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake up again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O God. Strike me, strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your people, may your blessing be on your people. You can imagine how much strength that, and if you have a chance to read Psalm 41, must have given to Christ as he remembered God's faithfulness. As we take the Lord's Supper together, remember King David and the experience of King Jesus, that although the world seemed against them, because of the faithfulness of God, they made it through. Because Christ made it through, we're here today to remember him. Let's pray. Father, as we prepare to take the bread and the wine that for us represents the body and blood of Christ given for our salvation. I pray that we'll see the victory. I pray that we'll see how Christ overcame even death. David overcame a huge number of adversaries, huge odds, and Jesus took it higher. He overcame death. And Father, he overcame death because of his obedience to you, which is the same reason we will one day overcome death, because of our obedience to you. And so, Father, I pray that from a sense of righteousness, the righteousness given to us in Christ, we today can confidently take of the bread and the wine, and no matter what we're going through, no matter how many enemies we can count moving against us, we can be confident that you will rise up and rescue us on the last day and bring us to be home with you, to reign with King Jesus forever. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.